for tuning in to the Sophia Talk Show. I'm going to be sharing my heart about all things fantasy in God's world, reading fantasy, writing fantasy, watching fantasy. This show is for teens, young adults, and all of the young at heart. I'll be diving in a time or two about what's happening in the world around us, which affects my writing, of course. I'll also be sharing conversations with reader enthusiasts like me, or even those who don't like to read, who I'm going to try to convert, and other authors who live in the fiction world. I'm your host, Sophia Simpson, a newbie podcaster and an author of one book, Dreamweaver, available on Amazon, and working on much, much more. I'm what you call a reader-aholic and chocoholic, and I'm so glad you've joined me on this show about all things fantasy. Hi, my friends. I am doing a show today based on Harry Potter. I have always wanted to take the Harry Potter quiz on which house I'm in, and I am going to get to take that today, and you, if you'd like to join me, can listen in on to my thoughts on all things Harry Potter. So here I am on the it's called wizardingworld.com. So this will be in my show notes, the link to this, if you'd like to do it yourself. It says it's free to take the quiz. In fact, when you're first on the site, it says, explore our entire quiz collection for Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts. And it says, fancy a challenge? Yes, I would. I love that British lingo, fancy a challenge. It's so Harry Potter-ish. It says, we have hundreds of quizzes for you to play and put your Wizarding World knowledge to the ultimate test. Play them all. Yes, yes, please. Let me play them all. But first, I'm going to find out if I am where I am in the Hogwarts world. Am I a Hufflepuff? Am I a Slytherin? Am I a Gryffindor? Or am I, what's the fourth one? Shoot. That's right. Am I a Ravenclaw? So as you look at this site, you can do all kinds of fun things. You can give your portrait a festive makeover. And I'm seeing all these colorful ways of decorating your avatar on here. And that looks super fun. I am going to skip that so I can get right to the quiz or quizzes. If we have time, I can take more than one. Christmas in the Wizarding World, explore. Oh, yes, please. Get 20% off the Harry Potter Magic Caster Wand. Order now. Nice. I hear that's super fun to do. You can take your wand all around Universal Studios, and it can turn lights on and lights off and do different things around the whole park, and that sounds super fun. It says there's a free Hogwarts Legacy items exclusively for fan club members. So if you have your own Hogwarts house and own wand here with us, don't worry. You can bring them with you when you start Hogwarts Legacy and get some exclusive in-game goodies. Connect now. So this must be some kind of game. So I am going to go to, I saw it earlier. Oh, let's see. Play them all. There is a true or false Christmas edition, which chapter quiz, who said it quiz. I want the house. Get me into one of, I want to know what I am. Please tell me. Okay, after some major searching, I finally had to go back to the link that I saved on my phone on how to discover your Hogwarts house on Wizarding World. I could not find it directly on the site for wizardingworld.com. So that link will be in my show notes if you want to do this yourself. Definitely go on my website, sophiasimpson.com, Sophia with an F, and look on show notes. There's a link for show notes on my website, and you can find it in episode 7. So So here we go. So discover your Hogwarts house on Wizarding World. We can't all go to Hogwarts and don the sorting hat, but here's the next best thing. Wizarding World's very own sorting experience previously on Pottermore. So which house do you belong to? Are you a Gryffindor? Are you Hufflepuff? Are you Slytherin? Are you Ravenclaw? Find out with Hogwarts Sorting Experience created by J.K. Rowling. That's awesome. I love that the author did this. That's so cool. Okay, so now we're assuming you're more than familiar with the four houses of Hogwarts, but here's a quick refresher just in case it says. Let's see. Hogwarts was founded over 1,000 years ago by four powerful wizards, Godric Gryffindor, Salazar Slytherin, Rowena Ravenclaw, and Helga Hufflepuff. They chose to split the students into four houses, each bearing their surnames and featuring young wizards and witches who displayed abilities and personalities they wanted to nurture. So, to do this, Godric Gryffindor used his magical hat, henceforward known as the Sorting Hat, to decide which children should go into which house. That hat is one of my favorite characters on Harry Potter. He's so grumpy and so fun. That was somebody's entire character to be the Sorting Hat. I think that's super cool. Okay, so it decides which children should go into which house, and there's been a yearly sorting ceremony that places each new pupil into their new home. The four houses have different entry requirements, and nobody summed them up better than the old Sorting Hat itself in its welcoming song. Okay, so Gryffindor, some notable members, Harry Potter, of course, Hermione Granger, and Ron Weasley, the triple threat. They are three of my all-time favorite characters in books. And it says, you might belong in Gryffindor, where dwell the brave at heart. Their daring, nerve, and chivalry set Gryffindors apart. And I would totally agree that perfectly describes Harry Potter, Hermione Granger, and Ron Weasley. Okay, Hufflepuff. Notable members include Newt Scamander, Cedric Diggory, and Nymphadora Tonks. Nymphadora Tonks is the one whose hair changes all kinds of colors, and Cedric Diggory is the swoon-worthy, handsome man from Twilight, our very own Robert Pattinson. So it says here, and I don't know who Newt Scamander is. So you might belong in Hufflepuff, where they are just and loyal. Those patient Hufflepuffs are true and unafraid of toil. So I guess you have to be just and loyal and patient. Those are all some of the qualities I might can do, but that patient one, that throws me right out of Hufflepuff. I'm going to guess I'm not a Hufflepuff. All right, Ravenclaw. Notable members include Luna Lovegood, love her, Gilderoy Lockhart, and Phileas Flitwick. I only know Gilderoy Lockhart, I think, is that preeny professor that thinks too much of himself. He has a picture, 100 pictures of himself in the room, and he writes all these books of things he didn't do. So I'm thinking that's him. But it says about Ravenclaw members, or yet in wise old Ravenclaw, if you've a ready mind, where those of wit and learning will always find their kind. You know, I would think Hermione Granger would have fit into Ravenclaw really, really well. But I guess her, what was it? The brave at heart, the daring, nerve, and chivalry set Gryffindors apart. So that those qualities must have edged out in Hermione Granger. So let's see, but Luna Lovegood, I'm kind of surprised that she's in Ravenclaw, but she did love to read about all kinds of mythical and out of this world things, so that would work for her. And then you've got the Slytherins. Notable members include Severus Snape, love him, Draco Malfoy, and rather unfortunately, Lord Voldemort. Or, and this is what it says about Slytherin, or perhaps in Slytherin, you'll make your real friends. Those cunning folk use any means to achieve their ends. That is quite true of those Slytherins. Except for Severus Snape, of course. I'm not going to spoil it for you if you haven't seen all the Harry Potter movies, but let me tell you what, like, don't discount even the most evil of characters. Just don't. So that's all I'm going to say on that matter. And if you have not seen or read the books, seen the movies or read the books, please do me a favor and give it a chance. Like, please. They're so wonderfully creative and wildly imaginative. I'm telling you, you can't ask for a better story than Harry Potter. I really, truly believe that J.K. Rowling has achieved the ranks of a classic as an author. She has, completely. So it says, once you've tried the Hogwarts sorting experience, you can find out more about your house and how the houses came to be in the first place. Oh, you can read more about the founders of Hogwarts or the wily old sorting hat and even your house ghost. I love those house ghosts. The Gryffindor one where his head like keeps dangling off his neck. He always cracks me up. He kind of creeped me out to be quite honest at first, but I warmed up to him pretty fast. Okay, so I'm going to click on Hogwarts. Exactly, did I click on? So you can follow my path here. Hogwarts sorting experience is underlined. So I'm going to click on that. That is a link. And it wants me to log into my Harry Potter fan club account. And since I don't have one, I'm going to sign up now. So to start, enter your birthday. I'm going to do that. Okay. Sign up now. Wow, you only have to sign up. Oh, okay, now it wants my email address and verify your email address and a nice little password. So let's do that. Okay, I'm not going to bore you with all this. I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. So I put in all the necessary information and it has now led me to discover your Hogwarts house. Get sorted now. Or take part in the augmented reality Hogwarts sorting ceremony on the Harry Potter fan club app. That's pretty cool. I'm not going to do that. No, thanks. I'm just going to go ahead and do this quiz that I've been dying to do for the longest time. River or forest, choose one to continue. Ooh, forest. A troll has gone berserk in the headmaster's study at Hogwarts. It is about to smash, crush, and tear several irreplaceable items and treasures. In which order would you rescue these objects from the troll's club if you could? A nearly perfected cure for dragonpox. Select a position for the cure. In which order? I'm confused about the question. Oh no. This is not a good sign. My first question, and I'm stuck. In which order would you rescue these objects from the Trolls Club if select a position for the cure? Nearly perfected cure for dragonpox. Okay, one. Student records going back 1,000 years. Say three. A mysterious handwritten book full of strange runes. Two. Oh, and it's letting me reorder the items if I wanted to. No, I'm pretty happy with what I selected. Confirm order. All right, here we go. Next question. A muggle, I hope you know what a muggle is, but if you don't, that's okay. I forgive you. A muggle is someone who is without magic. We love the muggles, but they do not have magic, sadly for them. A muggle confronts you and says that they are sure you are a witch or a wizard. Do you, ask what makes them think so? Tell them that you are worried about their mental health and offer to call a doctor. That sounds pretty reasonable. Agree and ask whether they'd like a free sample of a jinx. Wow, trying to make a buck, I guess. Agree and walk away, leaving them to wonder whether you are bluffing. I'm not that crafty to leave them to wonder whether I'm bluffing. And I'm not like ready to swindle them from money. I mean, not that it would be a swindle. It could actually be a jinx. Tell them you're worried about their mental health and offer to call a doctor. I'm going to say that one. Okay, choose a category to continue. Cats, toads, or owls? A category. Oh, here you go. Here's the question. If you were attending Hogwarts, which pet would you choose to take with you? That sounds more reasonable. A cat, a toad, or an owl? Definitely 100,000% a cat. Okay, so would it be a ginger cat, a white cat, Siamese cat, tabby cat, black cat? You guys, I gotta go ginger all the way. My first cat was a ginger cat, and she was just so beautiful. Which reminds me of Hermione's cat, too. Okay, next question. What are you most looking forward to learning at Hogwarts? All about magical creatures and how to befriend or care for them? No. Flying on a broomstick? Fun. Apparition and disapparition, being able to materialize and dematerialize at will? That completely reminds me of Ron's brothers who used to do that all the time and scare everybody half to death. Nope, not interested in that. Secrets about the castle. Yeah, I'm thinking of that one. Transfiguration, turning one object into another object. Hexes and jinxes. Every area of magic I can. I'm going to say if I had to pick one, secrets about the castle. Okay. After you have died, I'm kind of curious where this is leading me. What is it going to say? Which house am I going to end up being in? After you have died, what would you most like people to do when they hear your name? Ask for more stories about your adventures. Miss you, but smile. Aww. Think with admiration of your achievements. No, I don't care what people think of me after I'm dead. It's what they think of me while I'm alive that counts. You know, I really kind of drawn to this one, miss you but smile. I think that's sweet. Okay, four goblets are placed before you. Which would you choose to drink? The smooth, thick, richly purple drink that gives off a delicious smell of chocolate and plums. Wow, that sounds good. The mysterious black liquid that gleams like ink and gives off fumes that make you see strange visions. Nope, definitely not that one. The foaming, frothing, silvery liquid that sparkles as though containing ground diamonds. Mm-hmm, sounds a little bit like champagne. The golden liquid so bright that it hurts the eye and which makes sunspots dance all around the room. The golden liquid so bright. That one just sounds fascinating. Like if I were to drink that golden liquid, it has a picture of this drink in a chalice and it's just got light beaming in all directions. And I'm just wondering if that would like make me glow. But the ground diamonds, that the silvery liquid that sparkles. I'm going to do the light. I think I'm drawn most to that. Heads or tails, choose one to continue. That's a hard question. Say heads. The sorting hat is ready to make its decision. Wow, what is it going to say? Continue, I'm so nervous. Oop, it's got a waiting. It's thinking. I'm Gryffindor. Yes, I knew it. I knew I was a Gryffindor. I really secretly really wanted to be Gryffindor. I mean, come on, Harry Potter and Hermione and Ron are all in Gryffindor, and who wouldn't want to be in their house? Hello, they win everything. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I can't even tell you guys. I have been dying to do this test for like years, and I just never have taken the time to do it. So you are getting my true, honest, true blue. I am confessing to you every little secret of mine that I've always wanted to take this test, and you are hearing my truest reaction. So this has been a super fun test to take. Courage and bravery, Gryffindor. I completely respect that. Completely. Not that I didn't respect the other houses too. Believe me, I do. They have wonderful qualities. Wonderful. Loyalty, tenacity, reading into things, but courage and bravery, that one. Yeah. If you read my books, you're going to know that about me as an author. I really, really respect a character that has courage and is brave. So, Thank you so much, Wizarding World, for making me a Gryffindor. I guess I made myself a Gryffindor, but thank you for making this test. That is awesome. And thank you, J.K. Rowling, for having so much fun in doing this. And let's see, what does it say about Gryffindor? It says here, what the Sorting Hat has spoken, and you are not done. 13,305 fellow Gryffindors have been sorted into this brave Hogwarts house today. And of course, there's Harry Potter and Hermione Granger and Ron Weasley. A message from your prefect by J.K. Rowling. Oh, let's see what it says about the house. You probably know that some of Gryffindor's most renowned members include Albus Dumbledore and Harry Potter, but did you know the Sword of Gryffindor was made 1,000 years ago by goblins, or that head of house? Do you guys remember the Sword of Gryffindor and how awesome it came through at that last battle scene? So, yeah, if you haven't seen the movies, watch it, because that's a phenomenal scene. Let's see. Or that head of house Minerva McGonagall hobbies include correcting articles and Transfiguration Today and supporting the Montrose Magpies. I don't know what that's talking about. But anyway, a message from your prefect. Congratulations! I'm Prefect Percy Weasley, and I'm delighted to welcome you to Gryffindor House. Our emblem is the lion, the bravest of all creatures. Our house colors are scarlet and gold, and our common room lies up in Gryffindor Tower. You might belong a Gryffindor where dwell the brave of heart. Their daring, nerve, and chivalry set Gryffindors apart. Okay, guys, that's it. I am getting socks that say that I'm a Gryffindor. I am getting a sign to put up in my office. And all of this is going to go on my social media pages. If you do not follow me on any of my social media pages, I am on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok as Sophia Simpson Author. Sophia with an F as in Frank. And you can follow me there, and I will definitely broadcast this amazing, glorious news that I am officially a Gryffindor in the Wizarding World. Thank you for joining me, and you guys have a fabulous day. If you want to do this quiz, go to my show notes, and I'll show you how. Thank you for listening to the Sophia Talk Show. If there was a link you heard, you can find them on my show notes on sophiasimpson.com and find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Sophia Simpson Author.